Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Raphael Warnock is projected to have defeated Senator Kelly Loeffler in their Senate runoff race in Georgia, bringing the Democrats within reach of the majority in the upper chamber. NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox News, and the Associated Press called the race for Warnock shortly before 2 a.m. Eastern. Loeffler has not conceded. The Democrat John Ossoff, Republican David Perdue race is separated by only a few thousand votes in favor of Ossoff, with 99% of the precincts reporting. In the 2020 presidential election, Congress meets today for a final tally of the state's electoral votes. Expect the gavel to open the session at 1 p.m. Eastern. Dozens of former lawmakers and opposition activists were arrested Wednesday morning in Hong Kong on suspicion of violating the city's sweeping national security legislation in the biggest crackdown yet since the law was imposed by Beijing last year. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
It's been 30 years since a wide receiver has won the Heisman Trophy. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki fills us in.
College football's top award has gone to a wide receiver for the first time in nearly 30 years. Alabama wideout Devonta Smith beat out teammate and quarterback Mac Jones, Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence, and Florida quarterback Kyle Trask. Smith is the first receiver to win the award as college football's top player since Michigan's Desmond Howard won the trophy in 1991. Smith led the nation in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns. He also only drops 2 passes all season. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Other contenders were quarterback Mark Jones of Alabama, quarterback Trevor Lawrence of Clemson, and quarterback Kyle Trask of Florida. When video games go bad, CD Projekt Red's role-playing game Cyberpunk 2077 has lost 79% of its player base since it launched just a month ago. This is according to new analysis from video game statistics website Get Hype, which shows that the game's player base declined. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The COVID-19 vaccine program has fallen short of projected goals. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
Efforts to distribute and administer coronavirus vaccines have lagged behind initial goals set by the Trump administration. Officials with Operation Warp Speed had wanted to have 20 million Americans receive their first shot by the end of 2020. But according to the CDC, just under 5 million have received their first dose. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says there's still time to improve the system, but we need to move quickly. He tells CNBC that allowing people to get vaccinated at pharmacies would rapidly increase vaccination numbers.
I think there's still time to improve upon the system. We need to work through the categories of people that we've prioritized for vaccination more quickly, get through these groups more quickly that we've prioritized, and we should have prioritized certain groups. I think we've done the right thing there, but also expand the number of sites that are offering vaccination. I think we need to push more of these vaccines through a retail channel and allow people to go into a pharmacy and get vaccinated, particularly elderly Americans. A lot of the demand is among senior citizens. We ought to make these vaccines available to senior citizens. citizens and allow some of this supply to reach the demand for the vaccine.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The coronavirus has infected over 20 million people in the United States and claimed more than 351,000 lives, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. The National Football League has announced their short list of candidates for the Hall of Fame. Included are Jared Allen, Rodney Barber, Torrey Holt, John Lynch, Peyton Manning, Reggie Wayne. The class of 2021 will be revealed Saturday, February 6th. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got the one and only No Baloney, James Hurston, with us now, legal analyst and best-selling author. Mr. James, Happy New Year, buddy.
Hey, Happy New Year to you. We're looking forward to another dystopian year, and we're going to have to fight for every shred of liberty and freedom that we still hold.
Well, liberty demands courage, I say, and this is what's on the line. People are folding all around us, but, you know, nothing new. I mean, this is what happened in the first revolution, and this could very well be the second revolution, American revolution, that we are experiencing, and it's not for the faint of heart. You know, what's happening, James, is you see how some of this is being cleared out in much the same way, if you remember, in the Bible about the story of Gideon. He had thousands of men to the ready going to war, it seemed like. But then God called him out, and from thousands, he ended up with 300, and the victory was the Lord's once again. And I think we're going to be, you know, we may experience exactly the same thing as Gideon experienced. And this is why, you know, you talk about, you know, thinning out the herd. We're thinning out the herd, the rhinos, those that really don't believe in a constitutional republic.
Yeah, but it is amazing, truly, to see these people turn so quickly.
Yes.
Lindsey Graham, mm-hmm. case in point. Tom Cotton, case in point. I think Dinesh D'Souza came out with a tweet, which I totally agree with, which essentially, I'm paraphrasing, said that any Republican leader who does not stand up against this fraud that we're seeing, really not even an election.
Mm-hmm.
It was chaotic. It was worse than even what the president had feared. But any Republican leader that doesn't stand up basically should give up their career because it's mm-hmm. over. But I think the memory is long, and I think patriots in this country have already shown that they can act en masse. The NFL, the NBA, ESPN, Fox News, most recently,
right.
has learned the lesson of what people are capable of doing. And if these people think it's going to be business as usual after they betrayed, basically, the country, they really are living in some strange alternative universe. It's probably the same one that the Democratic Party now occupies.
Exactly. Well, they found their own utopia, which is unrealistic. I mean, how do they come out of this? It was surprising that it happened during the Obama years. Again, you know, looking to Republicans going, how much favor do you think you're going to get under this president that said election have consequences, who goes and enact an incredible unilateral healthcare system that was a takeover of a sixth of our economy and didn't even allow you to participate in the reindeer games?
Well, Well, what is, you know, you mentioned the word utopia. So I it triggers me to go to the subject of my article that I've written this week. And that is, a lot of people have focused on 1984, but before Orwell wrote 1984, Aldous Huxley wrote Brave New World. And it seems, if you're revisiting that novel, that basically Brave New World was a twisted utopia, and it's a metaphor on today's communism. But basically, the society is under the complete domination of a tyrannical ruling class, a bunch of oligarchs, and what they try to do is control every aspect of life. And what they try to do is to create a society where everyone's happy all the time because they're so distracted and they're involved in materialism, sexual promiscuity, and a legalized drug system and a synthetic religion that they've created that worships technology and the assembly line. Ironically, as we speak, in Davos, Switzerland, the World Economic Forum is unveiling more details about what they call the Great Reset. And the Great Reset, one of the lines that they used is Build Back Better. And if that sounds familiar, that's the slogan of the non-candidate living in the basement, reanimated cadaver, Joe Biden. Who is clearly he, John Kerry, proposed members of his cabinet, all agree with this great reset, which the World Economic Forum, a group of the wealthy elite tech executives, people like George Soros, basically see COVID as the opportunity, the crisis, to bring in the Great Reset, which is, in fact, a globalist neo-communism that undermines everything that we've stood for in America. It's really interesting. They use all these euphemisms and flowery language talking about, you know, getting control of the environment and remedying social injustices, but what you see permeating throughout their descriptions is a single word, and it is control.
Exactly, I was going to say.
And we're seeing the manifestations of that control, and we're seeing the use of COVID to experiment with asserting control over the populace of the United States.
So we're being conditionalized, James. This is all about being conditioned. That's what it is.
We are. And 2021 is their designated year zero. It's the zero year, the first year of the Great Reset. And John Kerry himself has said, gee, this is, I'm all for it, and it's going to happen quickly. And it is. It has to be resisted. That's why Aldous Huxley warned us in 1931, he wrote this, but he was reacting to the forces that were emerging, the so-called intellectuals at the time were embracing Karl Marx, Vladimir Lenin, and even some of the twisted teachings of Sigmund Freud, who all appear in his book. It's interesting. His main female protagonist in the novel has the name Lenina, which is Lenin, with it at the end. And one of the main male protagonists, the surname is Marx. So, I mean, he made it very obvious that he was referring to communism. And so that's what's at stake. Fundamental liberties and freedom are at stake in terms of what these people that want to take over our government without an election, what they have planned for us. And that's why what's happening in a couple of days is so important. That's why what's happening on Wednesday. No, that's why what's happening today is so important. So they, It's millions of Americans who've seen the preview to the Great Reset are going to let themselves be known by gathering in D.C., and they're going to be able to possibly have an influence on some of these so-called leaders that are in Congress that now seem to hold
exactly
the fate of the future in their hands.
Got to leave it there. Go to break. More from James after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. It proved why you should always prepare, far in advance, for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, and that's, you know, that's the truth, and that's our goal here. We will continue to remain that way. You know, we don't know how long, you know, that we can hold this way because of the pressures that are upon us to conform. And what we choose to conform to is the Word of God and the truth. And as long as we can do that, we will continue to be that voice of reason that is needed for a time such as this. James Hurston, the New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst, continues with us. James, as you said, in A Brave New World, I mean, how this parallels what's happening with America. And it is a call for action. And as you mentioned, Amy Kramer and those that have been leading the charge to stop the steal, you know, for, you know, 6-7 weeks now, are rallying the troops once again. The first time they went to D.C., there was 1.4 million people. The establishment media said, oh, thousands of people showed up. No, try 1.4 million people showed up. That was even confirmed by the D.C. Police. And then they had a follow-up to that, about 4 weeks later. And again, another record number of people came out in support of Donald Trump and free and fair elections. And they will again descend upon D.C. And all patriots are being called to come and demonstrate their support of a free America, James.
Absolutely. And also demonstrate the fact that we're not going to take it. And I think people have done that when you have the big lying tech firms suppressing information and the corrupt media together telling us still this notion that there's no evidence of voter fraud when the evidence is mountainous. It's piled up so big. What's amazing is they haven't given me personally evidence that there was an election.
Exactly.
I'd like to have evidence that there was an election before they say there's no evidence of voter fraud. But one of the key, you know, front lines of this is the state of Georgia. And the Trump era is an era of revelation. And now yes. We realize that people who called themselves conservative Republicans, particularly the Secretary of State, Raffensperger.
Yeah, what is going on? Yeah. What's going on with this? You've got to tell her. I mean, I know you tweeted about this. You know, he begs for Chinese votes. I mean, well, what's all this about? And then, of course, then he leaks President Trump's phone call to the Washington Post.
Yeah, his people leaked to this phone call. It's a violation of the Espionage Act. Allegedly, he's going to be investigated. He's the subject of a couple of lawsuits. If you look at the election in Georgia, he certified fraudulent votes, hundreds of thousands of fraudulent votes. And the Washington Post reported, and this isn't surprising, Jeff Bezos' corrupt piece of trash newspaper, reported an absolute lie last night, which was latched onto by everyone in the media. And the claim was that the President of the United States had ordered Raffensperger to go out and get 11,000 some odd votes that he needed. I don't care how you do it. You know, it reminds me of the Ukraine phone call, the way that was reported. Well, I think the White House, somebody released the transcript. They've released the audio, and you can hear the president. And I write for Newsmax.com. If you go to Newsmax, you'll see there's a story on Newsmax explaining that what the president did was absolutely appropriate. There was nothing inappropriate. And it was a part of a one-hour conversation taken out of context where the president was going through each element of fraud. And it was very clear that Raffensperger had no answer and was absolutely entrenched and sticking with his very flawed certification. Now, why would he do that? Well, it turns out that he only won his office by 159 votes, and that he was actually begging the Democrat Chinese community through a Mandarin language newspaper that somebody translated and that got out on the internet. Mm-hmm. And this guy was out there begging them for votes, and that was illegal votes. If this is the Secretary of State begging for illegal votes.
Unbelievable.
And so this is a guy, now we've learned, this is a man who's been compromised by the elites and by communist China because he's not acting in the interest of his party, of his supposed ideology, or of the American people. And he is whitewashing a stolen election in a southern state where we have video evidence of the fraud.
Yes.
He's a true charlatan,
James. I mean, all that charlatan represents, and this explains a lot of things to conservatives and fellow Republicans, and you know, and so how far do these tentacles, you know, crawl up the leg of Governor Kemp?
Well, I think we can safely say now, when we see politicians acting so bizarre that all of a sudden they do a 180-degree turn, we know Mitch McConnell, that his family has a shipping company. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars that Mitch McConnell is in bed with China through his wife.
Yes.
And we don't know all the ties that Lindsey Graham has, but Lindsey Graham has turned Tom Cotton, shockingly. Surprisingly, begins to sound like Bill Kristol all of a sudden. We know that, and you know, it's one sign is when you hear people describing themselves over and over as conservative Republicans. Now, I, as a conservative Republican, take this position. Well, you know, you notice that people like Jim Jordan don't have to say, I'm a conservative Republican.
Yeah.
People like Devin Nunes don't have to say that. But these people who are corrupted because they're going to take a bit, like Mitt Romney will always either describe himself or the media will describe him as a conservative Republican.
Who's he trying to convince?
Age, the revealed rhino. And so we know the one thing in the Trump administration is that that we've had is a tremendous amount of learning how deep the federal bureaucracy, so-called deep state, really is.
Yes.
and how much pervasive corruption. And so it's a time of truth emerging. And that's what the American people want, the truth to emerge, because there's not a single court of law that allowed the evidence of the voter fraud to be presented.
Yeah.
And that's what now Americans are hoping Congress will do. The state legislatures did, and those that actually paid attention to the evidence that was presented were shocked, were appalled. And what was being committed is one of the worst crimes against the United States we can ever imagine, directly against the integrity of the
United. Exactly. James, about a minute left here. I want to get your quick comment. I know you tweeted on this, on Emanuel Cleaver, representative, closing Congress's opening prayer with a man and a woman. I mean, this is how bizarre this has become, right?
Oh, it is. You know, this is right on the heels of Nancy Pelosi changing the House rules to say that we can no longer have words like mother, father, man and woman, any gender-specific terms used on the House floor. I think people will ignore that. But this shows just how utterly ignorant that this political correctness can get. Amen is from the Latin. Mm. Amen means I agree.
I agree. It has nothing to do with gender, by the way.
It has nothing to do exactly with gender. And so he's grandstanding, virtue signaling.
We have got to keep resisting and keep resisting again. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author and media analyst right here. James, Happy New Year, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Happy New Year to you, Bill. God bless you.
This report is sponsored by Adaptive Biotechnologies. If you have blood cancer, get to know your MRD status. MRD, or minimal residual disease, refers to the small number of cancer cells that can stay in the body during and after treatment. Often, these cells are present at such low levels they do not cause physical signs or symptoms, but may be a sign that the cancer is returning. clonoSEQ is an FDA-cleared test used to detect MRD in bone marrow from patients with multiple myeloma or B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia and blood or bone marrow from patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Testing is ordered by your doctor and performed by a licensed lab. clonoSEQ can detect very low levels of MRD, one cancer cell among a million cells, provided sufficient sample input, so you and your doctor can be confident in your MRD status and act quickly if the cancer returns. If you have blood cancer, ask your doctor if clonoSEQ MRD testing is right for you. To find a specialist, visit clonoSEQ.com. clonoSEQ is available by prescription use only. For more important information about the FDA-cleared uses of clonoSEQ, including sample types and test limitations, visit clonoSEQ.com/technical-summary.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Raphael Warnock is projected to have defeated Senator Kelly Loeffler in their Senate runoff race in Georgia, bringing the Democrats within reach of the majority in the upper chamber. NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox News, and the Associated Press called the race for Warnock shortly before 2 a.m. Eastern. Loeffler has not conceded. The Democrat John Ossoff, Republican David Perdue race is separated by only a few thousand votes in favor of Ossoff, with 99% of the precincts reporting. In the 2020 presidential election, Congress meets today for a final tally of the state's electoral votes. Expect the gavel to open the session at 1 p.m. Eastern. Dozens of former lawmakers and opposition activists were arrested Wednesday morning in Hong Kong on suspicion of violating the city's sweeping national security legislation in the biggest crackdown yet since the law was imposed by Beijing last year. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. You know, there's no doubt that travel has changed this year a lot, right? While it's likely we still have to get creative with our 2021 getaways, there's still plenty to get excited about, according to RV Share's 2021 Travel Trend Report. More than half of the consumers surveyed plan to travel domestically this year, and 40% of respondents still feel like taking to the skies as well as, they would say, up in the air. Well, the majority of travel decisions are still rooted in safety concerns surrounding COVID-19. However, consumers are quickly changing their travel habits to feed their wanderlust. Joining us right now is the CEO of RV Share, John Gray, back with us. Say, John, Happy New Year. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Happy New Year. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back.
Well, we're talking between spontaneous getaways and far from home, remote working and schooling to self-catered vacations. Boy, you've got some great ideas to share for us to enjoy this year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had an incredible year in the RV business because as people have been in lockdowns and unable to travel, they've, as soon as they've been able to travel, kind of took to the roads to do it. They've been nervous to get back on airplanes, and, our survey leading into 21 believes that people are going to continue to be nervous about flying, so it's going to drive them to road trips and to RVing, and that's something that we expect to continue into 2021. Another thing that popped up in our survey that I think is really interesting and is a long-term play for the travel business as a whole is this live, work, and play thing or this from home remote education thing.
Exactly.
I don't think it's going to go away. And that's something where, you know, we're seeing, and obviously not all jobs and not all educational circumstances lend themselves to it, but a lot of them do. And as they do, that gives you flexibility over your place. So you can find a campground with a great Wi-Fi connection and, you know, do kids schooling in the morning and then go for a hike. I mean, it's a really different world. So a cool emerging trend.
John, how about doing a radio show? You know, we've been talking about this as doing taking an RV and doing a road trip to, you know, some of these small communities, just get face to face with them. And, you know, this has just been a dream and vision I've had for a number of years. And, maybe this year might be the time, and I'll be in touch with you to say, hook us up. Let's get this going. Let's take this radio show on the road.
Perfect. It's definitely the right year to do it. And, it is also, you know, one of these things where truly you're at a point where you could do a radio show from an RV in terms of the Wi-Fi connections and all of those types of things, which I know a lot of people kind of question could I really work from the road? The answer in most cases, if your job is remote friendly, yes, you can work.
Well, exactly. I don't mean to cut you off, John. I was just in full agreement because I think a lot of people are surprised when they realize, this is doable. Just like when COVID first hit and we were, forced to operate out of our homes and that. And, okay, how are we going to get there? How are we going to make this happen with, family life and business life all being, confined between four walls here? And people are pleasantly surprised in realizing that they can be pretty darn effective. And this is something that I experimented with years ago when I worked for a radio station in Los Angeles. I didn't have any problem with people working from home because I figured, hey, if they're working from home, they're hitting the ground running right there, and they didn't have to spend 45 minutes on the road to come to the station just to go back outside to go to work, right?
Absolutely. You know, RV Share, obviously, for our employees' safety and everything else, moved to a fully remote workforce in the middle of March, and we haven't gone back yet. And we've found it to be incredibly productive. You're right, not, losing time to commute or anything like that. And we've been able to operate the company effectively. I think there's obviously a lot of businesses that don't work that way, but I do think there's a big enough chunk of them that do where this is going to be an emerging category for a long time. And I also think if you're in a company where remote is a possibility, but you don't offer flexibility, you're going to be at a disadvantage for hiring people and everything else. So it's going to be a genie that's very difficult to put back into a bottle.
Yeah, but it's exciting because we saw what happened last year and when it came to road trips. I mean, they were huge last year, and it doesn't seem like there's going to be any slowing down in this year because people are just getting that much more creative and how to utilize RV share travel, right?
That's right. One of the big things that came out of our survey is, obviously people will continue to road trip. New people are coming into road tripping. 80% of our users last year were new to the platform. So
wow.
These are people who tried it before, who are coming in, loving it, and, wanting to do it again. But the other thing that I think is true about road trips for 2021 that's different in 2020 is in 2020, we saw long trips that were close to home. So people were kind of taking the first steps out and going to a state park or, going to a campground that was near their home. We're not predicting that to continue. We're predicting people to get more ambitious with their trips.
Right.
We think our top markets are going to be your larger kind of brand name national parks. We expect a big year for Yellowstone, a big year for the Grand Canyon, big year for Smoky Mountain, all of those parks, which are traditional powerhouses in terms of driving a lot of visitors, we expect to do that again in 2021.
We're talking to the CEO of RV Share, John Gray. John, the fact that 80% were first-time users last year, that really speaks to how easy it can be to get involved with RV Share and to hit the road. You guys really make it easy-peasy, so to speak. I mean, because some people might say, I'd love to do a road trip. I see a lot of RVs on the road when I'm traveling. That seems like it would be a lot of fun, but also it may be a little threatening to people. What do you say to them?
Yeah, I would would say I totally understand that. You know, you're typically driving a vehicle that's bigger than the vehicle you normally drive. So that is feels like a bit of a daunting task. But, you know, one of the things when you book through RV Share, you go and you do a walkthrough with the owner before you take the RV. And part of that walkthrough includes a test drive. So, you know, the owner will walk you through how to do, you know, everything within the RV, how to operate it and everything. And then they'll drive around in it with you, help you figure out how to use the mirrors and all those types of things, which are important in driving an RV.
Right.
What I'd say is, I mean, I'm not a particularly gifted driver, and I'm able to drive them. I think a lot of people find it to be much easier than it initially seems. It seems daunting. It's really not that hard. I know a lot of people get concerned about, you know, emptying tanks, filling tanks, things like that. I'd say that's all about as complicated as filling your car with gas. It's not that big of a deal once you know how to do it. And again, the owner will walk you through how to do those things. The other thing that is great with RV Share is if you're just like, look, I'm never going to drive a RV. We do delivery. So we will deliver it to a campground, and you can just show up, walk right into the RV, the air conditioner's already on, and, you know, it can be completely contactless if you want it to be. Mm-hmm. And that's another option that works well for people who just don't want to drive an RV kind of under any circumstance.
Well, we got about a minute and a half left here, John. Some of the highlights last year in terms of RV travel destinations in 2020 and, you know, and where do they see RV travelers going in this coming year?
Yeah, so the big winners from 2020 were a bunch of places that people typically leave in the summers where people stayed and instead went close to home. So, you know, state parks were huge winners in 2020. We saw that in basically every state. Like, you would see state parks that were near large metro areas popping up in our top search areas, which we've never seen before in the history of the business. So those were the big winners of 2020. Yeah. Again, I expect people to get a bit more ambitious this year and do more kind of longer national park trips. The ones that I still don't expect to return in 2021, but hope they return after that, is, you know, high volumes around music festivals. That used to be a big line of business.
Exactly, exactly. Well, John, we're going to have to get together because we've got to take this radio show on the road. John Gray serves as CEO at RV Share, the world's largest RV rental marketplace. Where can they go for more information?
You can find more information by coming to our website at rvshare.com, and you can find everything you need if you want to rent an RV or if you have an RV that you want to turn into a second source of income. You can find it all right there on the site.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
forced to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I'll tell you, a lot of people coming together in Washington, D.C., thousands upon thousands, according to Amy Kramer, probably be well over a million people after everything is said and done. This is amazing. I mean, these are American patriots. They're taking the stand for freedom, our Constitution, for integrity. Okay, this is what this is all about. I mean, at 1 o'clock this afternoon, Vice President Mike Pence will preside over the official electoral count. And one of the things that is so important in this process is certification. As Bill Federer said yesterday, as a former accountant himself, is what it means to certify something. I mean, you are in agreement that all things are legal. And you imagine, as an accountant, when they certify your tax returns, they're putting their name on it and they become liable. And this is, in a sense, what happens in our government. But yet we're so casual about the idea and the importance of words. But yet the 117th Congress opened up with this idea of words and how important they are. Well, there are some tried and true traditional words like integrity, like certification. What it means to certify something. I mean, you are putting your name and your credibility in attesting to the truth of the matter. And this is what Vice President Pence is about to do. Not only he, but all the other legislators, from the state all the way on up, election board, people who have participated in this are certifying that, in fact, these numbers are just and they are right. Donna Jackson joins us now. A little bit of background here, and the reason I'm talking about these accounting terms and the importance of certification, because she understands this, because this is her background, a seasoned accountant with public and private sector experience, as well as previous forays into politics and ministry. Donna, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Donna, as I mentioned, I want to lean a little bit on your accounting background and your knowledge and the seriousness of certification, what that means and why that is so important.
Well, it's very important. If you think about it, when most companies do an audit, They have a company, they present certain financial statements, and then they have auditors come in, and they test the process to make sure there's no weaknesses in the way those numbers come in. If the process is flawed, then the data itself is flawed. And so this is what's at stake now. Mm-hmm. If there's any type of a material weakness in terms of the way data is collected, the way the process is the ballots are counted, then that means that the ballots themselves, the numbers, you can't rely on those. Mm-hmm. And yes. That's why companies have audits. They have mm-hmm. audits because they want to make sure that it's in the right period, that the numbers are valid, and that's mm-hmm. the same thing that we have now. If I was an auditor and I was auditing the election, I would have a problem with the fact that I think that the system is flawed. Mm-hmm. And that's why before you ever do any audit on any company, you test their processes, you test the machines, you make sure that everything is accurate in terms of the way it's supposed to be counted, the way it's supposed to be included. And I just see a fundamental problem with what I'm mm-hmm. seeing now.
Well, Donna, is there tolerance here? I mean, is there, you know, a 5% figure tolerable when it comes to certification, or is this 100%?
There's a certain percentage, but that usually is very small, depending on how large of a population you're talking about. Mm-hmm. But I think that and I was an auditor. I worked in public accounting for a number of years. I worked with a lot of big Fortune 500 companies, as well as bringing small mom and pops into independently publicly traded companies. Mm-hmm. And if I saw the flaws that I'm seeing, like people bringing suitcases underneath, all of those types of things where you have those controls, they're really called controls, and mm-hmm. they're deficient, then I would have a problem with those numbers. And normally, you know, if you were in an accounting situation, you would make the company restate their financial statements and not mm-hmm. be able to include that.
Exactly.
Well,
Donna, I just want to get to the point again in relevance to tolerance. Like you said, it depends on the size. And I mean, because we seem to have really expanded. Tolerance is very dynamic right now. And the response is, well, it's not going to change the number. You know, it's not going to change the outcome at all. We agree there was some, you know, fraud that took place, but it's not big enough to turn the election. But the problem is, like, as you know, especially with your ministry background, all it takes is a little bit of leaven. And the reason that we are here today questioning this is because that voter fraud can has been kicked up the road for decades now, to where you've got 40% of America going, there's something fishy here in River City.
Well, there is something fishy. And I'll say that the tolerance is very small. I mean, if you look at the number of votes that a lot of the candidates won by, it's a very small percentage.
Right.
So the tolerance in terms of the percentage of fraudulent votes is very small. So, I mean, it would trigger in any realistic situation other than, I guess, the political fear, a recount. And not only that, a lot of those would be excluded. And, I've worked on companies where they've had to restate their financial statements for multiple years in the multi-millions of dollars just because there was a small tolerance in terms of the number of cases that we saw that were incorrect.
Do you think it's ironic that here we are so intolerant in issues of accounting, but yet so tolerant when it comes to politics?
I think that, you know what I think is really the driving force here? I think that there are a lot of people who are, for lack of a better word, tired They don't. They just want everything to go away, and so they've really given up. And I think that's the saddest thing. You
it's know, been 4 years of a struggle. it's been a fight. You see, and that's what I'm concerned. You talk about triggering, is that this is going to come up. You know, it's kind of like when your kid lies to you, and you just decide you just go, okay, you know, you just wore me out. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. But you know that lie is there. It's a burr in your basket, or whatever you want to call it, and it just keeps bothering you because you know you haven't arrived to the truth. And what's going to happen is, like all other things that are controversial and that turn everybody else who brings it up or has a problem with these issues that finds that it's unacceptable, then they become conspirators. And this is what we're being set up for, is that we're going to become a country of conspirators because of the problems that are seem to be so obvious and blatant. And we're not getting to the truth. And this is why I hope that this afternoon they come to the decision to have, you know, a really a true investigation, as much as you can have in politics, an unbiased or bipartisan investigation into this so that we can evaluate exactly what happened. And if we're truly sincere, which, you know, it always cracks me up about politicians because they always say, well, we want to look into this so that it never happens again. But it keeps happening again and again,
right.
You know?
You know, here's the thing. If you did nothing wrong, why do you have a problem with somebody looking into it?
Right.
That's the thing. And the other thing is that the other point is this. When people get away with misdeeds, they don't say, oh, good, I'm glad I got away with it. I'll never do that. No, they do it more. They ratchet it up. And so that's what you're going to be seeing. And if people, you know, this country was founded on the fact that people did not like what they were seeing. So for you to contest something that you believe is improper, that you think is unfair, is an American thing.
Exactly.
So
that's a perfect point.
That, you know, this point that somehow challenging this result is hurting democracy. No, this is what democracy is. We challenge what we see to make sure that it's true. That
you're exactly right.
That it compares with our value.
It enlarges democracy. Exactly. How do you? I wanted to ask you. You know, particularly speaking of the 117th session and all this political correctness and everything, I wonder how Representative Emanuel Cleaver feels today, after hearing in retrospect his prayer and, you know, the slapback on it, you know, a man and a woman. I mean, this is a Methodist pastor who came up with this gobbledygook. I wonder how he feels about that in retrospect. What do you think?
You know, I would say, unfortunately, a lot of pastors, a lot of religious communities have become nothing more than political machines. He probably doesn't feel anything because he feels like he's done what he needs to do to be a rising star in that leftist movement. Mm-hmm. And that's a sad thing. You know, we're getting to the place where we're using choosing race over faith. We're making God, this old powerless old man, and then the government is our God now.
Amen.
And
that's exactly right.
And that's what you're seeing now. They need identity politics because then when they don't keep promises, when they don't legislate, when they have bad ideals, then those individuals on that caste system will know that they have no right.
Exactly.
To further down on the...
Well, Donna Jackson, we got to leave it there. Thank you for your input.
Levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with the soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.